USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democrat running for governor in Virginia is admitting defeat. Terry McAuliffe issuing a statement today conceding the race to Republican Glenn Youngkin. California Congressman and House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy shares his thoughts on the race and what helped Youngkin win.
What they were doing is they were optimistic. They believed tomorrow would be better than today, and they showed how they could do it. Glenn Youngkin talked about the DMV answering the phone.
If you're not vaccinated, you're off the team. That's the message several schools in the Los Angeles Unified School District have been sending to student-athletes this week. Sunday was the deadline for kids on sports teams and those involved in extracurricular activities to prove they're fully vaccinated. About 77% of high school students who were forced to be vaccinated got their shots before the deadline. USA Radio News.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
That's a no-whip, high-foam, 170-degree, sugar-free gingerbread latte.
Ah, yes. It's gingerbread latte season at Duchesne's Coffee Shop. He'll need a seasonal barista before his cookie starts to crumble.
Anything else? Oh, there's a list.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The New York City Marathon is officially back. A ceremony was hosted Wednesday for the painting of the Thin Blue Line in Central Park. The marathon returns after the cancellation of the event last year due to the coronavirus. During the ceremony, the Vice President of Events and Race Director, Ted Metellus, describes the importance of the event.
The TCS New York City Marathon signifies the true accomplishment of overcoming hardship. This year's marathon will show the toughness of New York, the grit of New York, the determination of New York, the courage of New York.
This year will mark the 50th running of the marathon, which will take place Sunday, November 7th. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer putting another voting rights bill before the Senate on Wednesday. It's named after late Congressman and civil rights icon John Lewis. The bill not expected to reach the 60-vote threshold to move forward. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The first coronavirus vaccine for kids as young as 5 is ready to go. This as the CDC signed off on Pfizer's vaccine Tuesday. Still, parental concerns remain high around the COVID-19 vaccine for kids. A report this month from researchers at Northeastern, Harvard, Rutgers, and Northwestern universities found that parental concerns around the COVID-19 vaccination had increased significantly from June through September. Parents remain concerned about whether enough has been done regarding testing, efficacy, side effects, and long-term health consequences. Regarding these concerns, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Marty McCrary tells Fox News,
yeah, and I think parents right now are wondering if we get more kids enrolled, will we get more data and understand more about it? We did learn more about the myocarditis. And in boys, in adolescent boys, that's as high as 1 in 7,000 boys. Now, in my world, that's high. The complications that we see are clustered around that second dose, and they are there. They mirror the adult complication profile. About 10% of kids have a side effect in that age group, 5 through 11. Some have high-grade fevers, about 6%. And there has been one death that was reported in the New England Journal of Medicine out of 136 kids with that myocarditis.
A parade for the World Series champion Atlanta Braves set to take place in Atlanta Friday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.